Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. That is you. 216-474-0092. We will be joined shortly by super friend of the show, Sam Amico from HoopsWire.com. And then Ben Broussard is going to join us at 1 o'clock. He's the former Indians first baseman. I want to talk a little bit about the Guardians with him, where this team is right now, and where they're going with this thing, and maybe a little power issues. And then yesterday, the whole fiasco about the unwritten rule of hitting somebody. That I found to be a fascinating story, but this guy is who we're going to hit up next. He is Sam Amico, and right now he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Sammy, my man. Sammy. How are you?
I'm well, Andy. I thought maybe you were going to use fascinating to introduce me, but
the fascinating Sam Amico. Is that better?
Yeah, I think it's got a nice ring.
All right. We sat through 2 days of the draft. The first day was interesting for us because you were like, oh, is Cooper Flagg going to go first? Is Ron Harper's kid going after that? You know, and so kind of, you know, waddled our way through that first round. And then yesterday, finally, the Cavaliers get on the clock, and it's during a commercial, so we have to wait till they come back from commercial break to find out that the Cavaliers were able to grab Tyrese Proctor from Duke. Your thoughts on the pick?
Well, they seem to like it. You know, we heard Mike Gansey late last night, talked about the pick a little bit, said that they had him much higher on their draft board. And that's why you take a guard there when, you know, you're not necessarily – everybody knows the Cavs need a backup big, right? But I think you always go with the guy who's at the top of your draft board, and that's who they had there. I'm assuming that he's going to be a guy who's going to go through the pipeline a little bit, the development pipeline and the G League and all that. And I think that's why you draft there. It's like we got a guy that we're going to have for another at least 5-6 years. And instead of going with need, you go with a guy who's we think he's really going to be a good NBA player at some point.
So they draft a guy who's 6'6", or 6'5", and then you draft a guy you're going to stash who's 6'6", and sign another guy to the Exhibit 10 contract, which might mean he can be in the G League who's 6'6", I think Janie Johnson from Auburn. Acquiring guys that size, what does that mean for a guy like Max Strus, who we would think is safe on this team, a guy like Isaac Okoro, who we're wondering if he's safe on this team?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think that more than anything, guys, it seems like, you know, you look at that part of the draft and it's almost like a baseball situation now. It used to be an immediate help. How do we find a guy who's going to contribute immediately? Now, you hope to get lucky enough to find that. But I think more or less it's who can we draft for our farm system? You know, and that's just kind of the way the NBA has changed. So you're probably setting yourself up for potentially, Jeff, as you suggest or hinted at, an Isaac Okoro type of thing where they could, you know, they've been exploring trades there. So, yeah, you'd be protecting yourself in that area too. Obviously, we don't have Sam Merrill and Ty Jerome. If you're the Cavs, you're thinking we don't have them under contract right at the moment. So, yeah, you're certainly setting yourself up for some protection in that area. But I think for the most part, probably, guys, hey, let's see how these guys look in 3 years for us.
Mm. What do you think their mindset was going into this draft? Do you think that they, you know, Jeff and I talked about the fact that the Nets had 5 first-round picks. Do you think that they were trying to, maybe somewhere in the back of their mind, they were trying to maybe pluck one of those picks away from those guys from the Nets? Or do you think that they knew going into this thing, because of the salary cap implications they have going forward, hey, we're just going to take our 2 picks and figure it out from there?
I thought that they liked Proctor enough that they were willing to package those two picks to move up to higher in the second round. They just could not find a deal. So, you know, they in their eyes, they were very fortunate that he fell. But no, I don't think that they wanted to move into the first round, because then all of a sudden you have guaranteed salary when you're already under a salary crunch. And you look at guys like Craig Porter Jr., obviously Jalen Tyson, maybe Amani Bates. These are guys who you're looking at, well, they're, you know, at least Tyson and Porter are already under contract. We're under a salary crunch. We have high hopes for them. And you know, the Cavs aren't in a position to add another guaranteed salary, which is what a first round pick would have provided. So I do think that they were hoping to move up into the 40s, if early 40s, if not late 30s, with their two picks, that they ended up getting Proctor with one of them anyway.
Sam Amico joining us. Sam, you first thing out of your mouth, everybody knows they need another big guy. All right. In the situation they're in, they didn't draft anybody. How do they find one?
The best way to do that for them is probably going to be a trade. At least a guy who can contribute anyway. Is a playable backup center, power forward type, preferably, you know, 6'10", 6'11", kind of guy. How do you find him? That's a great question. I don't know that they're going to be able to get one in free agency. There just aren't, number one, there aren't a ton out there. There are some that you could get for the veteran minimum. That's probably going to come later, closer to training camp. But it seems to me the way they've been going about approaching that and filling that need is by exploring trade talks. Obviously, we've heard Isaac Okoro mentioned quite a bit. Dean Wade mentioned quite a bit. They're not having any luck with either of those guys. But you know what? Later in free agency, in August, September, as training camp gets around and teams start seeing, opposing teams start seeing, we could really use a scrappy defensive wing now that we've kind of filled out our roster, then those teams are going to start looking at the Okoros and the Wades. I suspect it would be closer, though, to training camp at the end of September, start of October.
So when free agency starts, what, in 3 days? Don't expect the Cavs to be active. Is that what you're saying?
No, they'll try to be active, probably more in trade talks than the actual free agency. Their priorities are going to be Ty Jerome would be their first, I would imagine, and then they will take it from there. They, you know, Kobe Altman has said they also want Sam Merrill back. Sam Merrill played a pretty critical role for them. They really liked his defense, which was not his calling card going into the season. But the way he made strides in that area, Sam Merrill, both of those players, you know, came out of nowhere this year, really, Merrill and Jerome. So they would like to get both of those guys back, and I think that's going to be what they're locked in on, because, you know, if once they get that settled, then you can move on to kind of start filling your needs. But I do think they'll be active in the sense that Kobe Altman's always very aggressive. You know, we've heard him be in a lot of talks. He went out and made the Donovan Mitchell trade when no one saw it coming. So I just don't know. You know, they're not going to have a lot of money to work with, a lot of financial wiggle room. I don't know if you're going to see them sign anybody beyond their top two guys. But it's possible. It's always possible with Kobe.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We all can.
Sam Amico joining us, hoopswire.com. Sam had coverage like crazy on the draft, second round, all the signings afterwards and everything else, and we'll continue to do that in the off season here. I want to go back to a guy we mentioned earlier, and that's Max Strus. I like Max. I would like to see him, you know, coming off the bench for this team, because I'd like to see DeAndre Hunter in the starting lineup instead of Max. However, under J.B. Bickerstaff, he started every game and played 32 minutes a game. Kenny Atkinson came in, and Max had some injuries last year, obviously. He didn't play in as many games, only 50. But his playing time was down 6.5 minutes a game and didn't start every game. Could he be a guy they trade, Sam? Or do you think they're locked into having Max on this team?
No, I think that's a guy that's potentially a trade chip. And look, everybody loves him, right? What effort he gives.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's, you know, if you talk about how the Cavs need toughness, well, there's never any question with him. He's the probably toughest guy there, right? So I think that, yeah, that's something that you would explore, though, because you don't usually want to trade your all-star players. And you know, they have three, and Jared Allen's a borderline all-star most seasons. What you want to do is add reinforcements around them. Now, Max Strus is kind of the guy, a reinforcement that you would go out and try to get, right? He's kind of your Alex Caruso, but you need more of him. So is it possible to move him for the type of player you need? Yeah, I would think so. And I don't think that the Cavs are having any discussions involving him at all. I don't think that, you know, a lot of teams are calling on him, but he's kind of your 3-and-D guy, just a little bit undersized at it, but has been fantastic for them. So in order to get something that you want, you have to give up something that you really like a lot of times. And you know, Wade, Okoro definitely are in that conversation. Somebody like Strus could slide into that conversation, sure, because that, I think, would bring you even more.
Well, the fact that, you know, Proctor's size and Jalen Tyson's size, it's basically Max Strus, it's basically Isaac Okoro. I'd be hard-pressed to think that all four of those guys are here next year, and you know, there are other guys in that same range and might play similar roles. So I think that's an area to keep an eye on this offseason. It could be interesting.
For sure. They have a lot of wing players, right? I mean, and they just added another one in the draft.
Right? Hey, Sammy. So, oh, sorry. Finish
up. No, go ahead.
No, I just want to say, you know, we were talking about this the other day, too, that if you go and look at the odds on the Cavaliers for next year, they're favored to win the East as of today. I'm just curious your thoughts on that. And I know betting is one thing. It's like they're trying to get people to bet. And so why not offer these good odds, you know, this way or that way? But, you know, they're the highest team in the East and second in the NBA behind Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I mean, as constructed, this is going to sound crazy, and it's just not homerism. Just the way the rosters are today, I wouldn't even need to bet or place a bet or any of that. I don't do that anyway, but I just... My view of it is, yeah, they're the top team going into the Eastern Conference next year, and they should come out of the East as built without adding anything. And I think they're going to add some pieces. I think they're going to, you know, at least edges of the roster, right around the margins, they're going to go out. They will find a playable backup big. I don't have any doubt about that. And I don't know that they'll do anything else. And I still think, yeah, this is the team that should come out of the Eastern Conference next year. Now, other teams are going to make some moves, right? Is Philly ever going to pull it together? I doubt it, but if they do, they could be dangerous, right? Mm-hmm. Milwaukee, what's their situation going to be with Giannis Antetokounmpo? Are they going to move him, or are they going to find the right pieces to put around him? So there are other teams. Obviously, the Knicks are going to be in the conversation, despite the fact they've gone like 9 weeks now without a coach and have no idea who the coach is going into free agency. So, yeah, I think that there are a lot of teams there that could unseat them. Orlando, certainly in the conversation now. But to me, the Cavs right now, with Boston, you know, liquidating all their good players and Tyrese Halliburton going down, it's wide open. But I also know that there's only one team in the conference that went 64-18. And I think in their first year under their coach, right, under the first year under Kenny Atkinson. So, yeah, I think they're the pretty clear favorites right now. But, again, do they have the toughness to make it happen in the playoffs? And that's something that Kobe Altman said they intend to address.
We shall see, my friend, and we'll find out as we're reading HoopsWire all along the way, too. He is Sam Amico from HoopsWire. Thank you, Sammy.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for having me, and I hope to get a little tougher before next season, too.
I hope so.
We're hoping for that.
Why don't you go in the weight room? That might help out.
All right. There we go.
Go find a way. Okay, bye, Sam.
Bye.
And, of course, Sam Amico on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.